Yeah, that's the main thing. Some good things in the performance. I thought, again, we created enough chances to score more than the two goals, you know. You look at the first two games at home, we could have scored 3 and 4 in each game, really. So that's something we need to work on. Don't think we can do too much about the goal we conceded tonight. I think he's mishit it, smashed it across, it's hit the lad on the shin and gone in. So not too much you can do about that. But some, yeah, good things. Everybody got a game tonight. You know, we didn't risk anybody from the starting 11 or barely anybody. So it was good from that point of view.
Yeah, you made 8 changes to your side as well, which just shows in some ways the strength that you do have in this squad at the moment in time. I know you'd like to add more to it, but you've still got some strength there.
Yeah, and it's only fair to give everybody a go as well. And some have done the course to, you know, stay in the squad or get in the team. They've done it some good tonight. Others maybe not so. But it is important to get everybody game time at this time of the season. And you see the difference as well when you bring Michael Higden on. Thought he did very well when he came, you know, and all of a sudden he makes the winning goal for us, getting hold of the ball. And Mark McNulty, who's not played very well tonight, has got the winner.
Yeah, lots of balls into the box as well. I thought the delivery from Ben Davies this evening was brilliant throughout.
I thought he was the star player again. And it was a toss-up between him and Flinney at right back, but we gave Ben the nod because of his set plays. I think we've scored, even pre-season, 5 or 6 goals now from his delivery. And if you've got people with a desire to get the head on the ball or get on the end of things, you can't ask for any more than the balls he's putting in at the moment.
Jamal Campbell-Rice maybe got quiet for a period in the second half, but he did show his threat, didn't he, on that right-hand side?
Yeah, he did. A little bit in and out tonight, but he's been struggling with his ankle a little bit. We thought about bringing him off tonight, but he kept going. I thought the last 5-10 minutes, he looked as fresh as anybody.
That second goal, that winning goal, the build-up play to that was fantastic. Jose Baxter he received the ball, didn't even look at the ball. He was looking where it was going already.
Yeah, I thought he started the game brilliantly as well, Jose. And the only thing we didn't do enough was give him the ball enough tonight. Because Ben Davies stood out with his delivery, but also Jose with his quality on the ball. And the ball into a striker's feet. If you're a striker who likes the ball into feet, that was a superb ball in at the end. So delighted with him tonight and delighted he's got 90 minutes.
I imagine you asked some of those players to go out and show you why they should be in that starting lineup at the weekend. Which ones did that, do you think? And I know you're not going to give us the lineup, but...
No, I'm not going to give you any names either. No, he didn't say that to them. You'd hope they do that as professional footballers. They've been left out, the majority of them on Saturday, some of them out the 18 even. So it's up to them then to go out there and show. I'll tell you what, when you pick the team on Saturday, keep me in mind.
How much could that goal do as well for the confidence of Matt McNulty? He's off the score. He's off the blank score sheet now. He's got one to his name.
Yeah, Michael Higden on Saturday and now Matt McNulty tonight. It's good for them. I say he missed a couple of chances tonight, but he's that sort of player. You leave him on and you might nick your goal at any time. So, yeah, his first one in competitive football. Hope they'll be first of many.
Mansfield gave you a good game, though, didn't they, this evening?
Yeah, we thought they would. We knew exactly that. We looked at the results last night and the teams. Some people put the full strength sides out and lost. Some people were half strength and lost, and some people changed it all and lost. So, and some got through as well. There's no telling. They're going to be difficult games. If we'd have put our first choice side out from Saturday, I think they'd have given us a good game just the same.
Any knocks and niggles from this one this evening?
Yeah, Mark McNulty just felt his groin at the end there, but hope everybody else is okay.
Recruitment-wise, any update for us, Nigel?
No, we're still trying to get one or two in, but that'll continue. But might be one before the weekend, we'll see.
Ryan McLaughlin, is that a name, a player that you're looking at?
Nope, another one you've caught me by surprise, nope.
We keep throwing names at you, don't we, and you keep biting them back.
Well, you keep telling me people that we're not looking at, so that's the surprise.
How confident are you then of something happening before the weekend?
Yeah, I think we're reasonably close with one, so we hope to get that announced in the next couple of days, but until the signature's on the contract, we don't like talking about it.
What sort of area then? What position? Can you tell us that?
Defensive cover.
Defensive cover, so an extra centre-half maybe coming in?
Yeah, full-back centre-half, yeah.
And in terms of, as well, moving on from this now, you've got a couple of days and then straight back into the league action. It's a quick turnaround.
It is. You know, not, it's amazing the difference it makes playing on the Wednesday instead of the Tuesday. I know Coventry have played as well tonight, but it is. It's literally rest day tomorrow, a bit of training on Friday, and then we're straight into the game again. So we hope the lads that didn't play tonight will be fresh on Saturday.